92.9 WBPM,
where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
In the history of popular music, there's been an amazing variety of artists and groups who have given us fantastic tunes to enjoy, and the amazing thing about music is that there's always something for everyone. One of the big bands of rock and pop history is Pink Floyd, and their Dark Side of the Moon album continues to be the record holder as the album with the most weeks on the Billboard album chart. This week, it's their 997th consecutive week on the Top 200 album sales chart, and by the end of the month, it'll be 1,000 weeks. Part of the reason Dark Star is still firmly planted on the album chart is because of the way people use and interact with their music today. Streaming is largely based on single songs, not albums, and album sales tend to be a little low for today's artists. There's nobody new pushing Pink Floyd off the list. Now, there are superstars like Ariana Grande and Taylor Swift who are selling a lot of albums, but they're just two people. And while their sales are amazing, it's not enough to cause big changes on the sales history of an album like Dark Side that came out 52 years ago. That's why very little has changed on the Billboard album sales chart over the last decade.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.